Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios, Sarah Shorley, in with us here this morning from Atlantic High School. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Sarah is representing the AHS Spanish Club today. How long you belong to the Spanish Club?
I started joining last year. They proposed the trip, and as part of being a part of the trip, we are part of the Spanish Club.
How many years have you been involved in the Spanish language program?
I was got started my freshman year, so this will be my third year.
Oh, so you're pretty fluent then.
Fluent is a questionable term, but I know my way around the language a little bit more now.
What is this?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm holding up a pen, by the way.
I should know. I'm sorry, Ferguson.
That's all right. We'll work through it. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on with the Spanish program there. First of all, you guys have a good time with it, too. It's not just all studying. You have fun.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable. We have what are called charlandos, which is chatting in Spanish. And so we'll play Uno, we'll play games with each other, and we just interact and really get comfortable with the language. And so we have a lot of fun, and we watch some silly videos that help us try and remember the different things, because it is a lot of vocab, but it's a lot of fun, too.
Do you have siestas?
I wish.
Well, we should propose that.
I'm down for that.
I took French when I was in high school for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me to speak it. That's been a long time ago. I can barely count to 10 in it. But I think the only exciting thing we got were crepes, and we had to make them ourselves. So
yeah, last year, Nice Winger has a reward program for different groups, so we tried different, like, Spanish candy and different foods. So that was really fun, too, and sure, it incorporates the culture.
And that's part of what's fun about taking some of the foreign language classes in some of the school districts is it's not just all book study. You know, it's not just conjugating verbs and doing all the fun stuff. It's having a little bit of fun with it, too. Learning doesn't have to be dry and boring.
Yeah, like I know they're doing a Day of the Dead right now since it's Halloween and October time. So they're studying sugar skulls and like the different traditions. And so it's a lot of culture, too.
Doing a lot of fun things. Why did you decide to take Spanish in the first place?
I thought it would be a good way to fill my schedule. And I always like a good challenge. And I've always been interested in it. And we actually start it in middle school now. So they'll have a six-week course on it. And so you get a little bit of a hint of what it'll be like, but not the full language.
Okay, very good. So at least you kind of get immersed in it a little bit.
Yeah, a little
bit.
See
if it's something that you're really interested in at all.
A little taste.
A little taste of that. Very good. Well, you've got an event coming up, a food drive coming up here to help raise some funds.
We do. So we'll be going to Costa Rica in 2018 in the summer. And so in order to raise money for this, we are putting on a canned food drive. And it's a competition for every grade, including the staff. We're collecting it the week of the November 8th and through the 17th. And so how it works is that businesses will put up money to match what we get. So we'll go over to, I believe, Hy-Vee, and we'll scan the food items, and then we will get a value for it, and then companies are matching it. So we will give back to our community, and companies will fund our trip.
So this is a trip to Costa Rica for whom? Spanish Club members, I assume,
yes.
But for everybody?
If they signed up, and that was about a year ago, I believe, that we signed up. So there's about 20 of us going, I believe, something around those numbers.
I assume you have a lot more people than 20 that are in the Spanish language program. So
yes.
Why only 20 going?
These are the 20 that signed up to go. So everybody was offered the opportunity if they stayed in Spanish. I believe you have to have 2 years before you can go on the trip. But I know there's about 60 in Spanish 3, and I'm sure there's about 20 to 25 in Spanish 4. So all of us could have the opportunity to go, but these are just the ones that signed up.
Oh, so it's not just a hard cap of only, we can only take the first 20.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Just these are the ones that signed up.
Okay, so you're pretty excited about this.
I'm very excited. We'll have a folk night, and there are just a whole bunch of different activities and different hikes to go on. It'll be a really cool experience.
And this will be how long a trip?
About a week, I believe. It'll be in June. We don't have our dates quite yet. Those will get set a little bit closer to the time.
So it's a learning vacation.
Yeah, sort of.
Kind of like that. The benefit of doing something like this, it's one thing to just learn a language, but you kind of touched on it. You're also learning the culture now, too. Mm-hmm. You're getting a chance to put it into practice. And not just that, but also see how it fits the culture that you're kind of moving into. It's hard to replicate that in a classroom.
Yeah, because you can read about it in books, and we do. We have different things about like painters and different ways of life, but it's hard to fully immerse yourself in a textbook, whereas it's really easy to go to a place and just see everything and do everything and experience everything there is to experience.
This type of a trip happens every other year?
Every other year.
So have you talked to some of the students that have gone in the past?
Yeah, one of my closer friends, she graduated a couple of years ago. She went on the trip, and she really loved it, and she enjoyed it and had a blast. So that really pushed me to go.
Very good. Are there responsibilities then for the students? Now, you talked about the can drive, food drive, mm-hmm. the fundraising. You've got some businesses involved to kind of help out with that as well. What are the responsibilities of the students who've signed up to make sure that they're able to go?
So we have to have at least 2 years of Spanish at that time, mm-hmm. and we have to maintain a certain academic eligibility. I don't know exactly what the passing grade is. I just know I do my best to be well above it. But so you have to be in good standing as well as know the language.
So financially, there's no real responsibility there?
We are responsible for our portion of the trip, but that's why we put on fundraisers, is to help hopefully lessen the burden of that.
Very good. Well, you hate to have a student miss out because, you know, something happens in the family. You could have a medical emergency
or something
come up at the last minute that could really, mm-hmm. you know, stunt an opportunity for a youngster to go.
Yeah, and luckily we do know enough ahead of time roughly what the cost is. So if students wanted to, they could start saving their own money, and then we start putting on fundraisers. And if we earn more from fundraisers than we do from... Like, if we over-earn, mm-hmm. then we'll get that money back.
Awesome. So now, have you done other fundraisers leading up to this then?
Yes. We had a taco night last May, I believe. And it did pretty well, but we'd like to add a little bit more and help our students a lot, since there are a decent amount of us going.
Okay. So let's talk more about this canned food drive. How's this work?
Okay. So we will be collecting them from each grade, and then the winning grade at the end will get a reward, which we have not quite established. We're working out all the details, but it'll be a good reward. And we're also having a community date. I believe that is the 18th on a Saturday. So we'll go around the community and knock on doors and ask for canned food, and then we will go take it to Hy-Vee.
So will the different classes in the school compete against one another then?
Yeah, it's a competition between all of them. So everybody from kindergarten on through 12th plus the staff.
That can get pretty crazy, can't it?
That's the hope.
Get some real throwdowns going there. Very good. And then you'll raise, how are you raising the funds for this then? I mean, people are donating canned food. What happens to the canned food? Does that go like the food pantry then?
Yeah, all the food donated will go to the food pantry mm-hmm. after we scan it, and the businesses, any of the businesses will match. So they can match all the way up to however much we make. If they wanted to set a cap, they could say, we'll donate up to $200 and we'll match that. Or they could just donate money outright, but it'll be a great fundraiser for us.
So have the students been out talking to businesses then about being a part of this?
Yes, that's what we're working on right now. We're still in the slightly more earlier stages of it, but we're working on talking to businesses and promoting the event because we want to get as many people involved as we can.
So have you had some good success already?
Yeah, we have. Unfortunately, I don't have the business names, but we do already have two really big contributors. And of course, Hy-Vee is supporting us and scanning all this food.
All right, very good. So it's not a real tough sell then?
No, it's really not, because we're giving back to our community. And that's one of the great benefits of it too, is that we're not just saying, give us your money, we're giving it back to the community.
Right. Well, there's some effort being put into all of this too. And, you know, it's always nice to see the students taking ownership. You want to go on the project? You know, our folks said that when we were kids, you know, if we wanted to do something, well, we had to take some ownership in then too. And that's what you guys are doing.
Yeah, that's definitely Vargason's motto. He doesn't want us to just ask for money. He wants us to really go out there and earn it and show that we deserve it.
You bet. And you keep using last names, so I'll let you introduce your Spanish teachers.
Okay, so the Spanish 2, 3, and 4 teachers, Daniel Vargason, and then the other Spanish 1 teacher is Trisha Nicewinger.
Okay, very good. And they've been around for a few years now.
Yes. I don't know exactly how long each one has been, but they've been really good teachers in our program, and we've really enjoyed having them.
Excellent. All right. So if other youngsters want to get involved, there are others, younger students, probably seeing this, getting some ideas, because at some point they're probably thinking, I'd like to do this too. That trip sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
So
I remember seeing it when I was in middle school, and I didn't really know exactly what it was about. But now, like, being in high school and being a part of it, it's like, wow, this is actually a really cool opportunity that we have.
Yeah, but it is a little business venture too, because you've got to put a plan together. You got to figure out how to make this all work. All right, well, let's talk about that canned food drive one last time for the general public. How will they participate?
Okay, so the general public, on the 18th, we will be going around to different areas in the community, and we'll be picking up canned food drives. So we'll just knock on doors, we'll send everybody out, we'll go to as far as we can and get as many cans as possible. So on the 18th, if you're home, plan on having food ready, and we'll be there.
Can they just leave it outside?
They could if they wanted to.
By the front door. It's largely you're looking for canned food, non-perishable
items. Yeah, non-perishable items.
Okay. So it could be boxed items that are non-perishable as well. Okay, very good. So look for that and keep that date handy so you can help out these youngsters who are working so hard to make sure they can have a little bit of fun and experience a little bit of the culture that goes along with that Spanish language program as well. Sarah, thanks for coming along here this morning, and thanks for helping to work on this project.
Thank you for having us.